This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I don't know that we will ever recover from Town Scary.
I don't know either.
I don't know, and I don't know that we want to.
It was amazing.
It was, okay, listen. I built this up to Michaela like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 25,000 people. She's like 25,000. You can tell she didn't believe me.
No.
25,000.
That's a lot of people.
So then, and the reason why I know this is that at one point then, one of the other people that works here in the office on the sales side comes up and you may, if you follow us on social media, you may have seen, we look good in that video. I was surprised how good we look in the
that
video.
That video looked so pro.
Yeah, right?
I couldn't repost it fast enough.
Yeah. So he comes up to do that and he goes, yeah, can we just do a thing like, hey, thanks to Town Square and 25,000 people. Michaela's face, like she looked at me like, holy crap, it's really 25,000 people.
Yeah.
Like somebody else said it.
Listen, that's, after 2,000 people, it sounds like fake numbers to me. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Well,
was it you or him that went, that's more than a Golden Ring? Sorry, I have this mystery cough that comes up. I think it's from my mother's secondhand smoke when I was growing up, but I'm not sure. Or the lead-based paint in our house, but whatever it is. And did you turn that off or did I? Did you turn that off or did I?
I turned it off. Sorry.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I
producer just stuff. My bad.
Here, let me turn you back off.
Away
my
I
bad.
Go.
My bad, bro. Sorry. I looked over and went, Adrian's mic's not on. And then, sorry, little inside baseball there. But no, so then he goes, it's more than a Golden Knights game. And Michaela's like, yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. I mean, when you looked around, it was obviously packed, but I feel like you don't understand how large Town Square is and how packed it really was considering how big the place was. When we were walking out, there was a line around the court. I looked at you. I was like, what are they waiting for? You're like, just to get
candy. I don't think they knew. I think there was a big line for the photo booth.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they knew that was the photo booth. I think it was people walking in. Here's the other thing about Town Scary. Is that nobody ever knows that it ends at 7, that the candy yeah. stops at 7. People show up at 7.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're coming in as we're going out.
Exactly. Well, I was leaving. People were fighting over parking spots,
oh, yeah.
looking like princesses and toads. I was like, what a fight. What a video.
Right? And then, yeah, and then I think they come around the corner and they just go, hey, look at this big line. We should get in it.
Yeah, this is right.
This is the candy line. Mm-hmm. And it's the photo booth line. You know, it's like when you go to Terminal 3 at the airport and nobody understands that what the TSA line is.
Yeah. Like, 100%. I just walked past Terminal 3.
The TSA pre-check. TSA pre-check, nobody ever knows. And this is the only airport in America And I've never understood why. It's the literally, it's the only airport in America where they don't have somebody that checks to see if you are TSA pre-check and the, and also, therefore, is yelling at everybody else who lines up that goes, if you're not pre-check, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
There should have been somebody that goes, this is photo booth.
This is extra funny because I just was in Terminal 3 this week, and it's so true.
Do you also know how I know that?
Huh.
Because I was that person that walked by. There was a massive line. There was a massive line, and I felt bad for everybody. And nobody was helping them.
Yeah.
And I walked by, and I just walked by, and I went, hey, if you're not TSA pre-check, this isn't your line.
Good for you.
I swear I'm not a crazy person. I'm just telling you, you're waiting in a line that you don't want to wait in.
Okay, I love that.
Make sure you're TSA pre-check. And most of the people were like, screw this guy. And they were, you know, and rightfully so, but.
They should have listened.
They learned. They should have listened later. So anyway, basking in the afterglow of a great Halloween and a great town scary.
And you rocked that costume contest, by the way. Just a little P.S.
Adrian, do you know this story? Do you have a moment for us? Can you join us for a second? Here, I'll turn it on.
Thank you.
So do you know where my how I learned to do that, how I learned to do the little kids costume contest?
No, not at all.
Sick.
I was 17 years old, my first full-time radio job in Portland, Oregon, at a nightclub. So you could get a special thing that you could be in a bar if you're working. If you're on stage, got a mic in your hand, you could be in a bar and you could do the thing. So at literally, I just turned 18. I'm at this bar called the New Copper Penny. In Southeast Portland. Yeah, my people. Hosting the best chest in the West contest. And that's how I learned. And literally, that same act that I pulled on stage last night with the 10-year-olds in Halloween costumes. Same bit.
Same.
It's the same. It hasn't changed one bit from when I was 18 years old at the New Copper Penny in Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
You're welcome, America.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
This is so, no.
What?
No.
What?
I'm firmly team no. 702-364-9898. Four tickets to Snow Jam. And somebody's going to win a $250 gift card to spend at the, at what expo?
Rich.
Which expo are they going to spend the money at? Snow Jam. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's looking at me like, I don't know what expo. You're the one reading the thing. You got a paper right there that you haven't even looked at.
I think I was just very enthralled with your singing. I like when you sing it. It's kind of like 80s rock. Snow Jam.
Have you not heard their commercial?
No.
You grew up with their commercial. You know this. You know this.
Do I know it? I'm just blanking.
That's great. I'll make you pay attention to it. And by make, I'm not kidding. Like when you're in control of the volume in your car and you go, okay, everybody. Here we go.
So we're listening, Joe.
Here we go. There's a debate online about whether it's okay to take your shoes off and walk around in socks at the office. Some people say they've noticed happening. By the way, I'll tell you, I don't like it on a plane either. I don't like it on a plane.
Yeah.
Just keep your damn shoes on. I know Adrian's shaking his head because he does that. Whatever, you nasty feet. You nasty. You in general, then. And I'll find you. You can turn your mic on if you want. I told you I'm not doing it now.
This is slander. I'm with you. I'm on your side.
I thought you were fighting me.
I was shaking my head at the thought of someone doing that on the plane.
I thought you were, because I've seen that look when you go, nope, he's wrong again.
Not yet.
Wait. I've seen that look when Adrian goes, no, he has no idea what he's talking about.
I'm going to hold my opinion. I'm going to think about it.
Did I tell you the part that some people say they've noticed it happening more after the pandemic as part of several ways that people are still acting like they're at home? Naturally, most of the comments were from people who are against it because, you see, like, I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
No, that's why you should have shoes when you leave your house. Some people wondered what the big deal is. I change my socks daily and they get washed between wears. My shoe soles, not so much. And I walk around outside in them.
Can I just say, though, I walk around my house with no shoes, and the amount of things I stub my toe on, like, it's just like a safety hazard, if nothing Fair. Else.
Yeah, maybe you're, it's a safety.
Yeah. Thing.
I don't give a about what people do or don't wear on their feet. The issue is whether or not their feet smell rancid. Well, okay, but if you have shoes on, your rancid feet stank generally stays in there. I mean, literally, if your feet are that stinky where they stink through your shoes, you should get medical attention.
Yeah.
702-364-9890. Is it okay to take off your shoes and just walk around in socks at your office? And if you are saying yes, you disgusting pig, I want to hear why. I mean, I have no opinion.
No,
and we won't judge you. Oh, and don't forget, four tickets to
Snowjam.
702-364-9898.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I can't believe you're having reservations about this.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I just wanted to wait to give my answer.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you were hedging for a moment.
I just didn't want to give it all away.
You're a shoes-on person, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I was like, otherwise, who are you? I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, well, I just don't know why you'd walk around the office with it. It just doesn't make sense to me.
He's looking. Adrian's looking just to make sure you were putting your money where your mouth was.
Am I?
She is sitting Misty, she's sitting crisscross applesauce in her chair, though. So I see why Adrian would think that.
I do, too, actually.
I see why Adrian would wonder that. Are you okay? Shoes on or off in the office, Misty?
Definitely shoes on. Like, yeah. That is nasty. You should not be taking your shoes off.
Yeah, dude.
You know, it affects other people. Me being other people, that is nasty. You know, you immediately, like, look down and you're like, ew.
Yeah.
And if your feet stink, that's even worse. But not only that, but protect yourself. Like, you don't know what you're going to step
Period.
On or anything like that. And if I could keep my shoes on all day, everybody else can too. I hate shoes, but right when I get home, that's when they come off.
Okay, just to throw a little nuance on it. What about if you're sitting at your desk in your cubicle there, can you slip your shoes off while you're typing out your TPS reports? I don't know what those are.
I don't know. I mean, I work in trauma, so we are in, like, our little cubicles. I'm a trauma registrar, so we're in our own office. But no, that's not okay. Like, you're still in a public place. You don't know what's on those floors. Like, that's not okay.
What about, again, I'm just trying to find the nuance here, and if there's a way through, you know, just so that to show that we're not inflexible on things.
Uh-huh.
What if you wear high heels and you're like, oh God, I've been on 3 sales calls in a row, you know, and these things off of me. Is that okay?
I completely get it. I'm a heels person too, but maybe you should bring an extra pair of shoes, maybe like some flats.
Yeah, she's absolutely right. Listen,
there's
no excuses because women in heels, they make all these amazing little ballet slippers that you can throw on when you don't want to walk in the heels anymore or cover your feet. She's dead on.
I would have been willing to budge a little on the high heels argument, sitting at your own desk in your own space.
Yeah, I hear that.
I think you just have sympathy for the women.
I appreciate you guys.
I
appreciate Missy guys.
She's like, so hardcore.
I love it. I'm a straight no.
Yeah.
And I'm not moving off that no.
Absolutely not. Sometimes I do. I go out and, you know, I wear shoes, heels on those on the strip.
Yep.
We get home and I come home and I'm like, oh my gosh, my feet.
Yeah, never again.
Yeah, no, but bring extra shoes. Yeah.
You know what we can all say yes to? Snow Jam!
Snow Jam!
Snow Jam!
Four. four tickets for Snow Jam Expo 2024. If they don't make that their own, if they don't do a social media thing with people singing Snow Jam, they're totally missing the boat. Maybe we'll just do it.
Yeah.
We'll do, show them the way.
Yeah, we could do it. I love it.
Las Vegas Convention Center, Saturday, November 16th, Sunday, November 17th. Somebody's winning a $250 gift card as well, and it might as well be you. So,
hey.
Yeah, you're truly...
So fun.
I was really glad to see your name on the screen, because she's Misty's great every single time.
She's the best.
So, thank you, thank you. Have a great weekend.
So are you. I love the morning zoo.
Oh, my God. And we'll see you at Snow Jam!
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, as you well know, I am a 10 out of 10 hockey fan.
You are.
Mm-hmm. How much do you, out of 10, how much of a hockey fan are you?
Okay, like a 4.
Yeah. Are you enough of a hockey fan that you know what a Zamboni is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's the thing that like cleans the ice and it smooths it out. Then you can sit on it if you really feel like it.
Very good.
Thank you.
And you can sit on it. You're going to, because now the thing in NHL rinks, they always during the intermission, you get to ride on the Zamboni.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's right. It's a big deal. Well, then you'll love this. A Zamboni driver in Quebec, Canada has been arrested on suspicion of DUI after a low speed crash at his hockey rink. This story goes back a while, but we've never had a chance to talk about it. You probably already saw it online. Guy was 25 years old. He was supposed to be cleaning the ice between two games. You know, like they have youth hockey out there at you know, City National or all the other rinks around town. Yeah. He must have just zonked out or something because he just drove that Zamboni right straight into the boards.
Buddy, what are you doing?
Witnesses said, hey, this doesn't look right. So they called police. Police came out and said, yeah, we should probably administer a sobriety test. And well, he apparently failed, and that's why we're telling you the story right now. Arrested and booked, and I guess DUI. You're operating a motor vehicle.
Yeah, but like, you know, does he go to jail? And then when you go to jail, they're like, what'd you do? And he's like, I accidentally wrecked a Zamboni.
I would love to call Farhan Naqvi and ask him about this, but I don't know. This would be one of those that I think Farhan would be like, I don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
But you're inside a private place.
What was he going? 5-10 miles an hour?
No. Well, but you can't.
Okay, fair. Can't make light of it.
Nobody got hurt. Doesn't mean you can. No, and nobody was hurt. A door onto the rink was damaged. But here's what's crazy. You didn't see the video of this?
No.
There's actually a ref who's on the ice and who's kind of watching this guy. And he's kind of zonking out. It's unclear if the ref realized that the guy was, you know, whether he knew the guy was blitzed.
Sure.
You know, and just kind of let it happen. Like, let's see what happens here. Or if he knew, and what are you going to do?
I think it's one of those situations where you just watch in slow motion, literally, and be like, no.
So don't drink in Zamboni, kids. It's not okay.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Okay, so... Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime.
Oh, yeah.
At Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving.
Yum.
Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal, complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings.
Delicious.
Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. So, I went because I was like, you know, I've never actually looked to see what we're talking about here.
Sure.
You know, I know what I'm told.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. Thanksgiving to-go meals. Turkey, mashed potato, all the 100 of them a day, and that's it.
Oh.
100 a day. Yeah, 3 different pickup windows and all that kind of stuff. And I want to say Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, go back to the other thing. Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I would book now. Go to Circa.com, CircaLasVegas.com, sorry, which is what I just did. And I said, I got to go look at this thing.
Sure.
Then I went, oh no, we lied to you. You can't, you know, there's not other stuff. Adrian had obviously already done the research.
Of course.
Because then when you click, for example, on Wednesday pickup. Thanksgiving to-go meals. Each meal includes white and dark turkey meat, mashed potatoes, traditional stuffing, baby carrots, creamed corn, cranberry sauce, and turkey gravy.
This sounds delicious. I actually really might do this with my family this year.
Minimum two orders required.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sorry, but by the way, yeah, and if you're just by yourself, eat two anyway. Because honestly.
Make sandwiches for the rest of the week.
Bring some joy to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and I went, oh no, we were saying you could just do all this stuff. Ah, then you got the add-ons. Hell yeah, you do. Prime rib.
Mm.
Berry.
Need that. Need that.
Someone get this man a prime rib. Please.
That just reminded me of the dinner table in the Ricky Bobby movie. Thank you for this glorious Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Thank you for Grandpa Chip, his leg that smells bad.
Uh-huh.
No, they got the prime rib. They got the effing chocolate cake. Oof. I'm not making this up, so I'm reading it. They got the pumpkin cheesecake, and they got the banana cream pie.
Oh, delicious.
I'm tempted.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm very proud of my fried turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tempted to go this route.
Listen, I am too. My mother-in-law does not want to cook this year. She wants it super easy. This sounds like the way to go, and it sounds really good. I might really do this.
One of the greatest things I ever did was once I finally started making a little money,
mm-hmm.
I told my mom, so I'm taking you out for Thanksgiving dinner.
Love that.
And we went to a really nice restaurant.
I love that.
And literally, it was the one person that recognized me, and they were like, Mr. Buchanan. And they were because they knew I was there with my mom.
Sure.
So they played it up really big.
Cute.
They didn't. Yeah. I was nothing special, but they were.
Don't say that.
You know, well, I just was, but they played it up like I was, you know.
Yeah.
Like I was a somebody.
Yeah.
And it was, my mom was so proud. Oh God, I'm blushing right now telling the story.
That's such a sweet memory. Just,
well, do you want your mom to be proud of you at Thanksgiving or not?
Call
it's
Barry.
It's your choice, but you know, CircaLasVegas.com. That's all I'm saying. Proud sponsor of the Chet Buchanan Show. A brand new champion. Her name is Kim Phillips, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Kim Phillips.
Kim Phillips of the East Side. Our brand new champion, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown after Outkast.
One, three, two, one. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so we already know that Kim Phillips from the East Side is our champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Hello, champ.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, champion.
Oh, yeah, you sound fired up today.
She's ready.
Yesterday you were total Terminator. Now I hear Friday in your voice.
Yeah.
I do. I hear Friday in your voice. Who's Kim's challenger today?
We got Becky Dursky, Cheyenne Ridge.
Dursky? Everybody calls you Deersky, though, don't they?
Yeah.
What the hell's
yeah.
Hey, what the hell's a Cheyenne Ridge?
It's basically a development up to 215 in Cheyenne.
Okay.
Cool.
I like that. Would we call that Northwest if we were going to expand out just a little bit? We'd call that Northwest, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Somewhat,
yeah. Yeah, I think we'll go with that. But I like Cheyenne Ridge. I like you narrowing it down. That's fun.
Well, that's what you asked.
Amen.
Period.
Amen, sissy. I tell Adrian to be demanding. And he does it.
He lays down the lobby.
He likes it. He enjoys it. No, that's good. All right, well, make sure you buzz in with your name. And don't answer until we call on you, because you might yell something out, but the other person might have gotten in ahead of you and you just didn't know. First one to three is the winner. And now we're going to let you pick your prize today. Any questions for anybody?
When you say buzz in with your name, what do you mean?
You just say your name loudly.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'd go, Becky! Mm-hmm. Becky, Becky, Becky!
Got it.
Cool. All right. Your quizmaster. Oh, and you know what I love about this, Becky? Have you heard this game yet?
No, I have not.
How fun. Are you a new listener? Because I didn't recognize your name. Are you a new listener?
Correct. I am.
Welcome, Becky.
Yeah. I got to be honest, Kim, we might be swinging this in her direction. I'm just saying. I'm kidding. We'll play
Saturday if that makes a difference.
See, there you go. Now we got to play it even.
Yeah.
If anything, we got to swing it towards you now. Okay, great. Your quizmaster, who's incredibly fair, and that's why she is the quizmaster, is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
After this Netflix documentary came out about these brothers, they could be freed as soon as Thanksgiving.
Kim.
Becky.
Kim got in first.
The Menendez brothers.
Right. Yep, one zip for the champ.
1 year after his death, this actor's home, also best known for his role in Friends, has officially sold. What is this?
Becky.
Kim is just, I love
so
you.
So demure. You're so, and
yeah, she's just locked in and just, we've had crazy people on here that have just screamed and whatever.
Matthew Perry.
She's like, Kim, I must break you.
Yeah.
Kim, Matthew
like
Perry.
Like Russian bull.
Yes, that's right. Russian machine never break. I love that. 2-0 for Kim.
Names like Khaleesi, Jon Snow, and Cersei could be hitting your movie screen soon. What's the name of the show originally on HBO?
Y'all better get this. 2-1 Really?
I don't know.
Crap.
No, she's talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Wow,
I've never watched it.
I haven't gotten one in forever.
Honestly, that deserves a medal. Somebody who's made it through not seeing Game of Thrones deserves an award.
Yeah, that would be me.
Boy, and I'll tell you what, Game of Thrones people, put them in with the CrossFitters and the vegetarians.
Oh,
yeah. They'll tell you about you don't watch Game of Thrones? Oh, my God. Oh, it's two of which I am one of those people.
I am too. We're making fun of ourselves.
Kim with two. I've got one. Becky's finding her way.
Yeah, Becky girl. All right, this iconic singer is officially defrosted, and she is prepared to reign supreme.
Kim for the win.
Mariah Carey.
And the champs got two in a row. Yeah, it's, I gotta be honest, Becky, she's a tough one, this Kim. She's difficult.
Yeah.
She's very good. But please call back.
Yeah, you, we want to be best friends with you, so you need to call back more often, and we're so glad that you're listening. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, have
you
a good
too,
weekend.
Becky.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, Kim, so you already have Snow Jam. Would you like to go to Morgan J?
Yes, that sounds like fun.
I thought you'd sing it back, but that's okay still. That's good. Morgan J, right. Tickets for you. Nicely done. Enjoy the weekend as a two-time champ, and we'll see you Monday. Kim Phillips from the East Side, a two-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, only on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. And I'm trying to get us all the way to the end of the theme song.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's taking our 177 text survey today?
We have Charlene Fanaro from Hendertucky.
Charlene, do you pronounce that Charlene? Because it's spelled like, how many people call you Charlene? A lot?
Not a lot. They usually pronounce it as Charlene.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
No, that's a good thing, because spelled like Charlene. Charlynn, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Saying Charlene just makes you want to sing Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Does it?
Not going to, but I want to.
A word association.
Just so you guys know. Sure. Yeah, we love word association.
Okay, great. She just made a face at me.
Yeah,
just
give him
so
a little stink eye because he's giving me a little hard time. Just kidding.
She gave me the stink eye. You believe it? Hey, this weekend, Charlene, we fall back an hour. Daylight saving time ends early Sunday morning. 2 a.m. becomes 1 a.m. all over again. Are you looking forward to it or no?
Oh, I am totally looking forward to that extra hour.
I like the extra hour of sleep,
yeah,
and I think that's what everybody gets into. But I think we could just, I don't care, leave it one time we can either spring forward or fall back, and then that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done. Just leave it.
I agree. I don't understand the point. I still don't. People have explained it. I don't.
Back in the day, it was to give farmers more sunlight.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
We don't need it anymore.
We're okay.
Yeah.
Now. And then, or you could just be like Arizona and Hawaii and just be like, we're doing what we want.
Yeah. I love it. Independent.
There was some talk of that, of just letting the states figure it out. Can you imagine if every state did something different?
Well, when I lived in California, they had like passed it. They were just waiting to like put it through. And that was like 7 years ago.
But it's a, but it's a federal thing. It's
yeah,
a long...
it still takes so long.
Oh my God. Are you, Charlene, in favor of just leaving it?
I'm in favor of just leaving it. Why do we have to make things more complicated?
I'm trying to figure out how to word this. Would you say that you are a patient person? 71% of Americans say that they are. Do you think you're a patient person?
It all depends on the situation.
Michaela, are you a patient person?
No.
On a crazy roadway, I'm not a patient person, yeah. Nor these traffic lights. So.
Yes.
I am, except for left lane campers.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't like left lane campers, but other than that, I'm cool. Does it take longer or a study looked at how long the average person can wait for various things before they start getting annoyed. 13 minutes to wait on a server to take your order. Are you getting annoyed sooner or later than 13 minutes? I'm way sooner than 13. Charlene?
Yeah, I'm way sooner than 13 minutes.
Yeah, 13.
Give me 4 or 5 seconds and I'm already annoyed.
Yeah.
13 minutes, I might leave.
That's too long.
Yeah, 13's too long.
How long are you willing to wait for your food to arrive? 17 minutes is the average.
No.
17 seems about right to me, but I would say if I had to go longer or shorter... Do you have an answer right off the top of your head?
I would say 6 to 8 minutes. It all depends on what type of food you're ordering, though.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
I think in a restaurant is what they're...
I think 17 minutes is good. I think it's fair. I waitressed for a brief time in my life, and 17 minutes sounds good.
Right. But if you had to pick a side... Would you be willing? I'm willing to wait a little longer because I want them to get it right.
Yeah, of course. And if it's like a steak, you got to wait it out.
Yeah, and if I can cram chips down my neck, then I'm cool.
Yeah, chips and guac. We're good. I'm full.
I can just overindulge on chips. Yeah, maybe another bread. Hey, do you have pretzel rolls? If you have pretzel rolls,
always.
Then I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy. You can put me in just my high chair with my bib on.
Aha, uh-huh, the biscuits.
Yeah, sure. No, just pretzel rolls and or chips.
All right, good.
Other than that, I'm probably not. How patient are you waiting in line at the grocery store? Over half of us will switch to a different line if we see more than 3 people ahead of us. 3! More or less for you, Charlene?
Oh, less. If there's one with a full cartload, I'm going to another line.
Food delivery, 29 minutes, people said. Domino's was on to something with the old 30 minutes or less. Back in the day, back in the 70s, they launched this 30 minutes or less guarantee. They stopped doing it in the 90s because drivers were speeding and somebody died. There was a big court case and all that kind of stuff. But Domino's used to have a 30 minutes or less guarantee. How long are you willing to wait for food delivery before you get annoyed? Is it more or less than 29 minutes?
I give it about the same, 25 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 definitely gets my attention.
Yeah, 30 sounds right. Honestly, I could be the problem. It depends on how hungry I am. If I'm starving, I'm not waiting 30 minutes. I'm raging.
Quite honestly, because I hate this kind of thing, anyway, the food delivery. I don't like food delivery. I will go and pick it up myself. But that's also so that I get it back and it's hot and it's not been touched.
Tainted.
Touched or tipped over or anything else.
Yeah.
So, all right. Cool. We'll see you at Snow Jam.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Sorry, was that a little sudden?
Horrible here. How long do you get annoyed before your signal drops?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I thought maybe you were waiting for us to sing Snow Jam.
Snow Jam.
That's all. All right. Hang on 1 second. Have a good weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
This is wild to think about, too. Not only is this the 1st of November.
Yeah.
Today is the first day that Help Southern Nevada is accepting applications for 2024 holiday assistance. Including toy drive. So, and I'm just saying, look, there's not that much room between now and then. It's 34 days until toy drive. Help Southern Nevada takes applications, got to do it in person. Everything's on their website at helpsonv.org. But it's today and tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then next Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then there's 4 dates in, basically during toy drive, there's 4 dates.
Sure.
And then we're there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And don't be proud on this. If you think you're going to need help, and there's, again, you got to do it in person. And there's a bunch of things you should know. Go to helpsonv.org if you find yourself in that spot.
Yeah.
And then we'll do our best to take care of it on the other end. Again, 34 days till toy drive.
Insane.
42 trucks, 7,774 bikes last year, which it was really funny. So, and again, somebody switched from physical bikes to cash. And you can literally see almost to the penny. You know what I mean? Almost to the dollar.
Sure.
You could just see where that shifted. So what it did is it dropped us down below 8,000 bikes last year.
Yeah.
7,774. But it kicked us up over 800,000 in cash and gift cards.
Which is great.
802-382-389 was that number. One more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards, and it all starts in 34 days. And if you've walked outside this morning, you're like, yeah, that seems about right.
It's time.
I think so. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. My goodness. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. Here's the interesting part that I found just when I did a little deeper dive on it today. Yes, there's add-ons. That's cool. But they're only doing 100 of them a day.
Yeah.
They're only doing 100 meals a day. So you might want to go now to CircaLasVegas.com and just make sure you don't get left out.
Yeah.
That's the...
Get on it, baby.
You know what? I'm gonna let this breathe just for a second. Relationship rehab, surprise proposal, and wedding all at once. Is this good? We'll talk about it next.
Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
So a buddy of mine moved to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Okay.
Which, along with Tahoe, may be the most beautiful place on the planet.
Oh, you've been?
Oh, my God. Yeah, many times, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's about 30 miles from Spokane, Washington, which is, yeah.
Sure, okay.
And my grandparents lived, my whole mom's side of the family lived in Missoula, Montana. And so to get there, you got to go through Coeur d'Alene. It's gorgeous.
Okay, great.
It really is. So he's doing DJ gigs on the side. And he sent me this because his mom, he was like, and he listens every day on the Odyssey app.
All right.
And it's great. So he was like, I got to share this, dude. I got to see what people think. And he dabbled in radio for a little while. That's how we met.
Sure.
So here's from Dave. Here's from my buddy Dave. I know a lot of Daves. My wife goes, oh, how's Dave? And I go, no, the other one. Idaho Dave. I was contacted by a guy a few months back to DJ what everybody thought was going to be an anniversary party. He didn't want any special music. You know, like, oh, anniversary party, special songs, whatever. No.
Yeah.
Except I'm going to need a first dance song, and I'll tell you what it is when we get there.
Ooh.
I don't know what it is yet, he says. I'll tell you. We'll do it on the fly. Literally was what that said. Dude, Dave says, I didn't ask many questions because it was all pretty straightforward, and he paid me cash in advance right then and there.
No questions needed.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Money talks. You know
I'm there.
You know what walks. Cash is king. And yeah, let's do this. So he goes, I pulled up to the venue in the middle of nowhere. I was assuming some semi-redneck barbecue based off the address and the music preference.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like judging people.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, sure. We all do it.
Way to go, Dave.
Oh, we all do it.
Mm-hmm.
Dave says, I could not have been more wrong. It's this multi-million-dollar farm. It's like Yellowstone.
Wow.
It's like watching an episode of Yellowstone. Gated fences like Jurassic Park. They had to buzz me in.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Right? The whole place is incredible. Fancy tents, waiters, fully catered. Turns out it's this guy's place. He owns it. And he's loaded.
Oh.
Here's the thing, says Dave. At some point, we're all just supposed to keep an eye out for when he thinks the time is right.
Oh, God.
This dude is going to drop to a knee, propose, and then have his, now it's an anniversary party. They've been together for a minute,
sure.
I'm guessing. So he's going to have her pick out of five dresses that her sister and mother bought that week.
Oh, so the sister and mom are involved.
All of the important people are there.
Yep.
The sister, the mother. It's an anniversary party, after all. There's a makeup artist on standby to do a touch-up.
Nice.
And then the guy's son, who's gotten ordained on the interwebs, will perform the ceremony. Boom.
Oh, my God. This dude didn't miss a beat.
Oh, so you love this.
Well, I don't know. I just have to acknowledge that he didn't miss a beat yet.
It's okay for you to love. Okay, can I pull the curtain back just a little bit? We talked about you don't want to give the whole thing away.
Yeah.
Because then there's no show.
What's the point?
Right. But no, you can on occasion.
Yeah.
On occasion.
I think it's pretty awesome.
So, okay, first blush. And we've all got first blush. My first blush when I first read this, I went, ah, no, wait, what? Because she said yes, the whole thing went as planned, and apparently the next morning they jumped on a private jet and went to some tropical destination.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
Because this guy's got it like that.
Yeah.
You know what? And Dave, you should be thanking your lucky stars and probably should have charged him more. Right?
Yes.
But you know what? The guy flashed a little cash. You just went ahead and... Gave in is the word I'll use.
Yeah, no fight at all.
You're right. You never take the first offer, Dave.
Yeah, negotiate, Dave.
Come on, brother. Have you learned nothing? Dave and I were of like mind initially. To be honest with you, we had a conversation. I told him to put it into words.
Sure.
And then I had to clean it up. I had to clean up the spelling and the punctuation. It was horrible. I'm just tweaking my friend right now. He's listening right now. But we kind of felt the same way. Couldn't help but think it all went off great.
Sure.
Couldn't help but believe, is this super crazy arrogant of him to go, well, at our anniversary party, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Of course she'll say yes. Why wouldn't she? Why? I mean, you know. And then, and did he not, is he maybe not a bit of a control freak? You know what I mean? And where he's now wrangled her big day away from her. Everybody else gets a hand. The sister gets a hand in it. The mother gets a hand in it. His son gets a hand in it. He plans everything. Ba-ba-ba. She has no say. Or mm-hmm. is it super awesome that he planned and took care of everything and all she had to do was show up and change clothes?
Listen, I'm going to give you perspective from someone who's engaged with no wedding planned.
Yes. How would you react to a surprise wedding proposal? Blah, blah, blah. What do you think? 702-364-9890. Is this fairy tale? Is it Hallmark movie? Is it amazing? Or is it... All I can think of is really old movies. What was the one with Julia Roberts back in the day?
Runaway Bride?
No.
My Best Friend's Wedding?
No. Well, okay. Keep going.
Pretty Woman?
No.
Steel Magnolias? Aaron Brockovich? What else has she got?
How many more?
God, I don't know.
How many more Julia Roberts?
I don't know. She's a star. What else do we got?
Great.
Pretty Woman, Julia. Aaron Brockovich.
No. But is it that, or is it the Jennifer Lopez movie Enough? You know what I mean? Where they're controlling every aspect, and is this a giant red flag?
Oh, God.
Julia Roberts was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Was she?
What? Stacey Hamilton.
Also, I feel like J-Lo Enough is a little intense for this story. I hear it. But just side note.
What did you just say?
That's
like, wait, why are you laughing?
What'd
you
because that movie is crazy.
Oh, J-Lo's there? Oh, yeah.
It's like, crazy. That was your comparison.
Very intense.
But yeah, should the bride start taking boxing lessons?
Oh my God, goodbye.
You know what J-Lo did?
Yeah.
Did enough?
Yeah, and then she ended up like...
All I remember is J-Lo hitting the heavy bag. That's all I remember from that movie.
Yeah, why don't we just bring in Ashley?
She eventually kicked that guy's ass.
Yeah, she did. Just bring in Double Jeopardy while you're at it. What was her name? Ashley Ryder?
Can I tell you something else? Yeah, are there more? Okay, you know the movies I'm talking about where the guy ends up being a control freak.
Yeah.
And then they got to get out of it. Boy, Julia Roberts has done a lot of really bad movies, too. She's done a lot of really good ones, but she's done a lot of really bad movies.
That's how I know she's a star, though. She did the bad to get the good.
Runaway Bride. Notting Hill.
Oh, Notting Hill.
My Best Friend's Wedding. Love Everyone Says I Love It.
Smurfs.
Mary Riley. Smurfs. I can't find it. Pelican. I'll find it. Okay. Oh, there it is. Sleeping with the Enemy.
Oh, sure.
Remember that? Sleeping with the Enemy, where she went in and she'd messed up the towels and he straightened them up. He's in the house.
He's a monster.
Ah!
I love that this guy has turned into a legit monster.
Snow Jam. We got 4 tickets for Snow Jam, the Las Vegas Convention Center, in 2 weeks' time, Saturday and Sunday, 16th and 17th this month. Somebody's getting a $250 gift card. What do you think? Or... do you just want to... Okay, so is this guy control freak? And, you know, what's going on here? Or is this beautiful, romantic storybook, all of those things?
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest, I don't see middle ground. I don't. I think it's either one or the other.
Yeah.
It's either super awesome or it's super...
Uh-huh. Well, not with the comparison of enough.
702-364-9898.
I got my peaches in the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
You don't get to just say it in my headphones.
You brought up a Tom Brady scenario right there. With the Pilates instructor and the wife.
That was the jujitsu instructor.
Oh, yeah, jujitsu.
Got her pregnant, too.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys hear that?
And Tom's
one?
Taking it hard, apparently.
Of course.
He hit his Instagram stories.
Yeah, you suppose?
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
Super
I know.
Rings. Does he have
right?
to win? Jeez.
Yeah, I'd feel bad, too.
Tom, it's fine. Honestly, Tom's probably got... just about anything he wants.
Yeah, but he was also quoting Landslide on his Instagram stories. People felt bad for him.
Yeah. Yeah. What was really great was the people who then copied and pasted that. And then everybody thought they were being emo about, what's wrong, buddy? Are you okay? Everything all right with you and Gina? You know what I mean? It was like, because they didn't understand what it was. So, wait, you said Crystal, right?
Yes.
All right. Crystal, this guy has this big fancy anniversary party, which turns into a platform for him to not only propose, but have the wedding right on the spot. And he plans all this out. He hasn't even asked her yet, but plans all this out. And then it turned out okay, I guess, for now. Is it super controlling and crazy arrogant, or is it super awesome?
I think it's awesome. I think it would be awesome for someone to plan something like that for me. It would be so much stress-free to not have to worry about. And also, like, the biggest part, if mom and sister were involved in picking out the dresses, if they had any suspicion, I'm sure they have conversations all the time that he was controlling. I'm sure they would have stepped in and not, you know, it would have happened. Some conversation would have been had.
Have we learned nothing from these movies?
What movies?
Sleeping with the Enemy and Enough. and whatever else.
No way.
Movies like that. Have we learned nothing from Eminem songs? They start out all charming. They start out all charming and great. And then once they wife you up and get you to sign documents, then they go sideways and then there's murdering.
No, this guy's darling. It is not that dark. If Lisa did this for me, I'm engaged right now. And if Lisa would just take me out of my misery and plan the whole thing, I would love it so much. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I think so too. It would just make things so much easier. No stress.
Yeah.
Up and it'd be done.
Crystal, have fun at Snow Jam. We've got 4 tickets for you.
Snow Jam.
Sing it.
No,
Dan.
Yes.
All right, girl. Proud of you right now. Yeah, have so much fun. Hang on one second. Let's talk some. Turn your mic off, bro. It was still on. I don't know. Let's talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about. Rebecca, will you tell Michaela why she's wrong?
So I feel like it's not a Hallmark movie. Let's have the female have a little fun and be involved in her own situation.
Well, is
like,
it,
can I pick up my dress?
Yeah,
I hear that, but then that still wouldn't make him a serial killer. Just make it more fair for the girl. Like,
well, I might be carrying that point a little far. I might be going a little to the extreme example. I'm just saying it's more fun that way. Uh-huh. Gavin, you don't like this at all either.
I don't. I see it as controlling. I think not most, but at least some women plan their whole lives like their wedding. They have all these things that they want, and he didn't really even consider her. I know she got the choice for the dress, but he took most of her choices away from her.
Listen, it's not written in the email. It is an assumption on my part. But I feel like if you've been together long enough to have an anniversary party, you've had multiple conversations about what you'd want the wedding to look like, what the dress looks like, what the ring would look like. I feel like giving him a little grace, also involving the mom and the sister, he knows what he's doing. They've had the conversations.
Georgie, let's play this scenario out. So what happens? You tell me what happens if she says no. In front of all those people.
I don't think she would be able to say no.
She had no choice.
Her mom's already involved. His son's involved. I think everything is completely controlled where she had to say yes.
See?
He didn't give her a choice.
My mind is blown.
And I'm literally not just choosing them.
Yes, you are.
Because, no, that's literally. There's no other calls.
I would love to have it completely done. Had a surprise engagement. Absolutely. Completely had no idea. It was so amazing. If they would have brought out somebody to marry us, I would have been devastated.
Would you?
Can you imagine not being able to involve any part of it?
Yes. That's why I like it.
It's kind of.
I got engaged at Disneyland. How awesome would that be to get there? But the fact that I didn't get to choose it, but again, I'm a control freak. So. Well,
yeah, there's that. And also, what if you take the part that he's a rich guy and they're on a private jet and they took out, you know what I mean? What if you take that part?
Take all that out.
If you take all of that out, is it still as bad? Because I think it makes him more, in telling the story, it makes him more potentially evil and controlling. And
the fact that your sister and mother got to choose your dresses, not you. Sorry.
She said,
that's even worse.
Sick.
Can you imagine, like, the crap that they picked out, and then you have to choose one of those?
Because I feel like I've sent my sister dresses. Listen, Georgie makes some valid points. And so, well, I hear that.
Georgie, who hurt you? How long is
I'm
that?
I'm not saying it's my mom or my sister, but yeah.
Have a great weekend. You're the best. Have a great day.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, a little bit ago, we were talking about cash, money, money, cash, cash. Were you paying attention? Pay attention this time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
And Friday morning, Golden Knights back in action tomorrow night. If anybody wants to take me to the game, I'd say yes.
Same.
Knights back in the fortress, where they seem to win, like, all the games. They yes. go on the road. It's not so great. Back in the fortress tomorrow night, Utah for the first time. Now, I know they used to be Arizona, but it just seems different because they're Utah now. So tomorrow night, go Knights go. And then Raiders, dude.
Come on.
Raiders in Cincinnati. It's an early one. Bloody Mary Sunday. 10 a.m. start. Rebels. Didn't they already have didn't the Rebels already have a bye week?
I think so.
They're not playing this weekend either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Hawaii next Saturday night. So, all right. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa Las Vegas. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Seriously, you need to go to CircaLasVegas.com and check this out. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, and add in all the fixings. And then check out the add-ons. Grab the prime rib, too. Oh, my God. My mouth is watering.
The look on your face.
This is the way to go, man.
Yeah.
And they're only doing 100 meals a day. I think that's important to know. So once they're gone, they're gone. So I wouldn't waste time. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. Are we ready? We're ready. Good. Oh, we're ready. I'm telling you, the vibe that I have gotten just in our very brief interaction, Michaela meets your new best friend, Erica Enders.
Yeah, I've known her for a long time, actually. I don't even think she knows this.
From the 2003 Disney classic, Right on Track, starring a young Brie Larson.
Yes.
Because that was my first question to Michaela when we knew we were going to talk to you, Erica. I said, have you watched Right on Track? And she goes, I love that movie. And I said, that's who we're talking to. That's amazing. She's like,
Well, that's cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so cool, dude.
So for those who don't know, Erica's coming to town because she's the winningest female driver in pro motorsports history 49 victories. She's a six-time pro stock champion. I'm reading the Wikipedia. I've done deep research on it, but I didn't need to because it's all right there. Winningest female champion in NHRA, that's drag racing history. We talked about Right on Track and in town to compete at the Nationals this weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Is this, with champions mentality, is this just another race for you? Do you know what I'm saying by that?
Well, yes and no. I'm really glad to be back in Vegas because we have won here 10 times, which is the most of any driver. So I have that on my side. So I'm really hoping for that. We've kind of been on a dry spell as far as wins go this season. And we're coming down to the last two events. So yes, it is another race, but this one's very important because I need to win here to keep myself in the loop for the for our seventh world title.
That's an interesting thing that you've struggled this year. Can you put your finger on it? Is it a fold, you know, is it operator error? What's going on? Or have things just not fallen your way? Can you put your finger on it? What's gone wrong?
A little bit of both. I've been really fortunate. We've had a lot of great things go our way, winning those last six world championships. We've earned them, but things fall your way by thousands of a second. This year, things have not fallen our way by thousands of a second. But if I had to like put my finger on one significant thing, I got a new race car this year. And the car I was in last year, I drove that car to four world titles. So my race car and I were very well acquainted. And this one, I'm just trying to get acquainted with. I know that sounds weird, but every chassis has a different personality and we've got to learn how to run it. I've got to get comfortable in it. And unfortunately, that just takes time. So this is kind of one of those years.
Erica Enders is the winningest pro female driver in motorsports history. She's in town for the NHRA Nationals at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. That I'm glad you mentioned it because I was going to bring that up. I was say, didn't you have a new car? And people don't understand. Like, did the old car have a name?
We called her Fancy.
Fancy!
Oh my God. Fancy, yeah, straight from Texas with that accent. But the they're all girls because girls, Michaela, you can go along with this. They listen better than men. So all my race cars are girls.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I hear that. My fiance's car's name is Rachel, and that's been the name for about 10 years. So we go with the girl names in our house too.
And did you sing? Perfect. Did you sing Reba McEntire to her while you were waiting for the lights to go?
No, she loved a little Reba.
I love that. Who named her Fancy? Was that you?
My sister. She came up with a couple of things, and then she took a fan vote on our social media platforms, and
smart.
And that's where we ended up. But Courtney, we all love country music, but she loves Reba, and that's exactly where that name came from.
Yeah, that sister vibe is real.
Yeah, and I want to explore that a little more in just a second. More with Erica Enders. She's in town for the NHRA Nationals at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. More coming up. Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, please, please. I have a fun idea, babe. Maybe just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really, really.
and Jeff.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Winningest female driver in drag racing history, Erica Enders, is here with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Do you think that, I mean, because girls that have sisters, it's just a different energy. It's a different vibe. Do you think that having a sister that's so involved as well has sort of been an advantage for you with all of these wins?
I absolutely do. My sister and I grew up racing, started in junior dragsters and worked our way through the ranks. But Courtney is a very intricate part of our team. She kind of manages everything. And then she works for a company called Flow Sports, which is a streaming company. So she has made her way in the man's world, too. But I get to be with her every weekend out here, and it's definitely definitely helpful. She's my hype girl. She says and does all the things that I cannot. It's nice to have another lady around. I got 56 guys on the road, and it's me, Courtney, and our PR girl, Sarah. So we're holding it down for the girls.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. I know. Listen, if you can't say it, your sister will. And sometimes that's all you need. You're like, come on, sissy, let's go. We're getting into fancy right now.
Heck yeah. And she has my back like you wouldn't believe. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, because she knows it's not like she's not, besides the fact that you're sisters, she's also a racer. So she gets it.
Oh, yeah. She gets it. And she's dealt with all of the things along the way as well. And she totally understands.
Who pushed you into this?
Nobody. I wanted to do it. But my dad, he grew up racing. He started racing sprint cars when he was a kid. And when he married my mom, she said he needed to do something safer. So being the smart aleck that he was, he went drag racing. And that's, we grew up watching him. And I always just wanted to follow in his footsteps. And fortunately enough, in 92, NHRA came out with a junior drag racing league. And I was 8 years old. So it worked out perfect.
Yeah, I figured it was something like that. But drag racing is not... It's usually just not the thing. You know what I mean? It's just not the thing where a kid goes, yeah, I want to do that. I think it's just so cool.
You're so badass.
What's your downtime activity? What do you do to blow off steam?
That comes like mid-November when the season's over.
Right.
And I didn't go last year because we've just been so busy. But I work at the shop every day when we're not on the road racing. So I have a quote-unquote real job, too. So we stay pretty busy with that. But this year, when the season's over, I am just like so over everything that I'm going to park my large hind end on a beach somewhere.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. You're
just get away from all the noise and all the chaos. And all
somewhere my cell phone doesn't work and they have little cute umbrellas in your cocktails.
Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned previously, I'm more of a left turn guy, but now I've just found that I have a favorite drag racer. So we're all rooting for you this weekend.
Yeah,
now I didn't even give two rips. Now pretty fired up about it for the NHRA Nationals this weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Best of luck. Hopefully, what'd you say? What's this? Your car's name, Rachel. What's this car's name?
She's unnamed. Maybe that's why she's kind of ticked off. So we got to get there.
Yeah, you got to give her a name, a character vibe. You got to be like, this is my girl, da-da-da. And then she'll be like, let's go, Erica. It's time to win this thing.
Shania, let's go, girls.
I'm going to have to feel her out first. I like Shania. That's
Shania.
Cool.
Okay, if you win this weekend, Shania it is. I'm calling it right now.
Okay. Game on. I like it.
Let's go.
Well, best of luck. Stay safe. And thanks so much for the time. We appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. I hope you guys get a chance to come out. We qualify Friday and Saturday. Single elimination racing starts on Sunday morning, and it is something to see in person.
I think I might know a guy where I can get some tickets. Yeah. There you go. He may come and see you.
Well, you might know a guy, but now you know a girl, so come on out.
True. It's all true. Oh, yeah. She's our new favorite and our new best friend. Erica Enders, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, so if I was to tell you there was a city in America that had luxurious, high-tech public transportation. You know, that was powered by, I don't know, good vibes and positive thoughts.
Sure.
That kind of thing. Where would you, if you had to bet that there was a place that had that, where would you think it would be?
Like San Francisco, San Jose Bay Area.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right?
Yeah, as they used to say, for all you Bay Area kids, you know, listening to KMEL, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think that that would be the place, would be the Bay Area. According to a new report, the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, so not BART, the other guys.
Okay.
MTA.
Oh, yeah, I love BART.
Has agreed to shell out $212 million to update their technology on their San Francisco light rail so that it no longer requires floppy disks.
It requires floppy disks?
Presently, yes.
Oh, my God. Wait, I love that this
the
has
current
tickled you.
System requires, and not just like 5-inch floppy disks. Those are, yeah, they're the 1998 ones when it was installed. The trains use floppy disks for loading software that controls the central server.
Wow.
You think you were annoyed back in 2014 when laptops stopped having CD drives? The $212 million upgrade will eventually lead to an updated train control system. They're going to do it the same way that they do like Japan's bullet train.
Oh, nice.
The way they do it like in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
However, here's what's funny about this. $212 million, it's going to take them 10 years.
Oh, my God, forget it.
Which, by that time...
You'll need a new update.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know, before we go, final word on pumpkins. You ready for this?
Ready.
The average mid-sized pumpkin has approximately how many seeds inside?
400.
Higher.
700.
Lower.
550.
Lower.
500.
500. Approximately 500 seeds inside. Those are mostly the pumpkins that are used for carving. The big giant ones that you see at fairs and in competitions have around 800 seeds.
Good.
Just in case. Well, if anybody ever asks, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $10 if you can guess how many seeds are in here. And you go, I know this one. And then just,
hang on.
You know, $10 and you're welcome. A guy named Trevor Hunt holds the Guinness World Record for the most pumpkins carved in an hour. How do they figure that out? Like, what do you got to do? Is it standard jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah, it's got to be easy. Listen, I can't carve a pumpkin in 7 hours. Not even the smallest. I'm the worst.
I will have to dig out. My wife, when we were first dating, made us a 98.5 KLUC jack-o'-lantern.
Oh,
for the
cute.
You know, because she was a pastry chef,
of
so she
course,
makes
she's
these
the
incredible
best.
Cakes and crazy stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she carved a pumpkin one year, and it was like, good God. You know, now we're married, so she doesn't
have to do
that crap
anymore. I'm getting a pumpkin this year.
According to the internet, oh, by the way, so this guy with the most pumpkins carved in an hour. I know you're saying, well, how many? 10 years ago, 109 pumpkins in 60 minutes, which is about 33 seconds per pumpkin.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That sounds like lost fingers. There's more to this story than what we know. And according to the internet, because, you know, you can believe everything you hear on the interwebs, every single part of a pumpkin is edible. So go right ahead. The skin, the leaves, the flowers, go ahead and eat that pumpkin stem. Blech. No, thank you.
Yeah,
but
good.
Again, if it's on the internet, it must be true. Everybody have an amazing weekend. Playing in a charity golf tournament tomorrow. Don't make it sound like I'm being so altruistic.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what the charity is. And I'm just going out to hang out with my buddies. And then, low key, because we're 34 days until toy drive.
Insane.
Time to rest up and prepare. Adrian, what are you? Oh, and by the way, follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Hey, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Check out the latest edition
of the Unlikely Podcast on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe. We're on the hunt for 60,000 subscribers. Thank you.
And Michaela Gordon.
Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll see you tonight at Delilah.
Of course you will. Of course. Yeah. And then we'll catch you back here on Monday. Everybody have an amazing weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.